a couple of years saying that they'd never heard of him. There's no record. And, of course, we had the front page headline that identified Bob as working there as a physicist. We had the entry in the phone book. Kirkmeyer confirmed to me that they had hired him to work there. Eventually, we got a paper trail that he was, in fact, there. And it just figures that if he worked there in a scientific, technical capacity, that he had to go to school somewhere. They don't just hire people off the street. But proving it is another matter.
Well, the main question people ask really is about Los Alamos or me actually being at Area 51 or S4. I think the people that are skeptical of the whole thing, or people that are skeptical up to a certain point, they go, okay, well, you did this. Maybe you did work at Los Alamos, but there's no way you were at Area 51. There's no way you were up at the test site. Well, you know, in secure areas, it's really difficult to prove that. You know, aside from having a buddy who you would have worked with, you know, what can, if you worked up at the test site, if you worked in, you know, all of that stuff there is relatively classified. You need at least Q clearance just to be on the site. You know, how could you prove it? What would you do? It's really... It's really an impossible situation to provide enough evidence.
Let me say here, a year and a half ago, I had my 65th birthday, and I had about 25, 30 people, and they were people from the test site that I knew there. I flew up at the test site. I flew for Department of Energy, the B-26, the OV-10, and... what else did they have around?
Hey, John, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought. That music tells us we need to take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back after the break with Bob Lazar, Gene Huff, and John Lear. Stay with us on Coast to Coast AM.